Bob Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation and John's Revelation. We are at the chapter 5. Now, chapter 5 and verse 5, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jacob's last words in Genesis 49, verse 9, called Judah a lion's whelp. In a passage interpreted from before the time of Jesus as referring to the Messiah, the root of David. Now, this phrase in the Greek actually says the root of Jesse. It is from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10, which also refers to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, God's chosen Messiah. He has won the victory through his death and burial and resurrection, and so is worthy to initiate the sequence of events leading to the completion of human history and the final redemption of God's people. Jesus holds the final key, the final redemption. Not Muhammad, not Islam, not Allah. Get that down into your heart and digest it. Doesn't matter which Christian minister is telling you Islam is the same God. It's not. It's the God Allah from Islam is Satan. Don't be snowed. No God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is going to tell you to kill the Christians and murder the Christians and going to tell you that Christianity is false. Their God is Satan. Get it down. Now, the God's chosen Messiah, Jesus Christ, he holds the final redemption key. He's the Lamb. He's chapter 5 and verse 6, the Lamb. Here's a bit of irony. We're expecting to see the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and instead of a lion, we see a lamb. Jesus won his victory, not as a lion would, but as a sacrificial lamb. He's standing in the midst of the throne, but he's coming back as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Mark it down. He's coming back as a lion. He might have been sacrificed as a lamb and took your sins. He's coming back as a lion, folks. He's going to show just how powerful he is with that powerful sword proceeding out of his mouth. He's going to destroy the armies of Armageddon. He's going to destroy all evil. He's going to destroy the devil, put him in his place in the lake of fire with the devil and his angels, all of them. He's coming back as a lion, folks. Get it down. He's standing in the midst of the throne because he is exalted at God's right hand, Acts 2:33. Seemed to have been slain, the risen Christ bears the marks of the crucifixion. Where did these marks come from on your hands? Where did these marks come from? Your feet. The hymnist Charles Wesley wrote these lines, these dear tokens of his passion. Still, his dazzling body bears cause of endless exultation to his ransomed worshipers. With what rapture gaze we on those glorious scars. Seven horns. A ram's power is chiefly in his massive horns. Seven horns represents complete divine power. Seven eyes are the seven spirits, the sevenfold anointing of Messiah, Isaiah chapter 11. Golden bowls filled with incense in 5 and verse 8. The burning of incense has a double meaning. Represents purification, whereby something is signified as holy, and it symbolizes prayers of the holy ones. The church throughout the centuries has envisioned the ministry of angels and the saints as offerings to God, the prayers of his people. Perhaps here we have a rudimentary reference to this. The holy ones may be translated the saints, of course. Chapter 5 and verse 9. They sing a new hymn, a new song. Psalm 98, a psalm praising God, who has won the victory and who comes to judge the earth. You know who that is? That's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's not Allah. It's not Muhammad. It's not Buddha. It's not even a Chinese god or a Japanese god. It's none of them. Did you know there's only one redemption out there? There's only one Christ, God, maker of heaven and earth and the Redeemer. The only one. Not two. Not three, not four, not five. There's only one. They sing a new hymn. Psalm 98. Praising God, he won the victory. Comes to judge the earth. Those from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. This is from Daniel 7:14, where the Son of Man is commissioned by God to establish God's eternal kingdom on earth. In chapter 5 and verse 10, this verse refers back to 1:6, which in turn refers back to Exodus 19:6, which describes the destiny of God's people. Chapter 5, verse 11 to 14. All the company and the host of heaven continue their praises. Drawn from Daniel 7:13 to 14. These verses are incorporated in the place where it's sung in the daily prayers. All of the worship in Revelation now leads to the opening of the seals and the praise and the worship of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the earth, initiates the final destiny of humankind. There are many who would like both to know the future, to hold its reins, and yet knowledge and power is not for everyone, but God can reveal certain things to each one of us, actually. The Lamb of God, whose obedient self-sacrifice on the cross won the victory over sin and death, hell, he won that privilege because he is God. Of all this, all of God's people praise Christ, the Lamb. Their prayers are presented before him day and night. If we want security about the future, we must walk the way of the Lamb. those who lose their life shall find it. Those who seek to find their life will lose it. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You want to find yourself. You know, you ever heard someone, oh, I got to go out and find myself. Got to go find myself. I'll tell you where you find yourself. You lose yourself, you'll find yourself. Lose yourself in Christ, you'll find yourself. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and you'll find yourself. As long as you're trying to find yourself, you're not going to find anything but a bunch of garbage, because that's all there is. Flesh, sin. Try to find yourself, all you're going to do is find a bunch of sin. That's all. Lose yourself for Christ's sake, and you'll find it. You'll find Christ when you look for him with all of your heart. Let's praise him right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you that for saving us. God, come into our lives. Come into our lives right now. Let us be born again. Forgive us. Cleanse us. Let your blood cover us over right now. The only blood in town that's going to wash away sin, that's Christ. The blood of Christ. Nobody else's. There's no Mohammed. There's no Buddha. There's no Allah. There's nothing going to cleanse your life like the blood of Christ. It's the only one. Only thing. Anything that comes any other way is a thief and a robber and a devil. I guarantee it. Because he's a devil from the very beginning. He's a liar from the very beginning. No, there's no other way to God. No, absolutely not. You may think there is, but there's not. Absolutely not. Lord God, forgive us, cleanse us, come into our lives. Let us be born again right now. Let us be ready for the coming of the Lord. It could be tomorrow. It could be today. It could be tonight. It could be before the end of this hour. God, help us and forgive us. Cleanse us. Oh, God, help us. Let us live a life worthy of your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And please write to us. KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Let us know you're listening. We need to hear from you. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying study. Show yourself approved to God.